Well, hello, and welcome to the Playroom, Pet. A space for learning about oneself and pleasures that you won't get anywhere else. I'm your mistress that will help guide you through this, and you can call me Miss Wicked, or whatever feels comfortable for you, my pet. Now, in this session, we're going to be doing a more jerk-off instruction to help build up your orgasm and ultimately deny or release you from all that pent-up tension. Personally, I love this since I can easily have you build up your orgasm just to have it all in my hands on whether you get to come or not. Seeing your face build up with anticipation and hoping you get to come, that all falls upon me to decide. Well, why don't we get started, my dear pet? I'm very excited to see what teasing will make you feel the best and really pull that precious seed out of your balls. Does that sound good to you, my pet? Does having your orgasm controlled by your miss sound like a wonderful idea? I thought so. How about we start our instructions by taking off all your clothing besides your boxers? I want to prep you before we start directly playing with that cock of yours. I'll give you a second to do so. Good boy. Now that you have only your boxers on, why don't you start by running your hands slowly down the sides? Start by touching your neck. Imagine it's me running my soft fingers down your body. I'm making your skin tingle as I start running my hands down this wonderful chest of yours. Touching down your cute stomach and moving my hands around those hips of yours. Does that feel nice, honey? The way my hands just brush over your body with such ease. Or how about I just moan to get a nice rise out of you? I think I love that the most right now. You do? That's lovely to hear. But let's get back to teasing this cock of yours. Continue moving your hands down your thighs. Remember, you don't get to touch your cock yet. I will decide when you get to do that. Good boy. Now let's just run your hands up and down those thighs of yours. Just imagine it's my hands doing this to you. Just rotate, touching those thighs from inside to out. I can imagine your face right now, and it's just so adorable. Thinking about how your face is trying to keep all that pleasure within. Trying to hide those absolutely precious expressions from me, aren't you? Tell me, my pet, do you want to take off those boxes yet? Is my teasing becoming a little frustrating, as your thighs are the only things that are getting my stimulation? Let's leave that nice hard cock trapped in those boxes, shall we? You're such a good boy. If you want to touch that cock so badly, you're going to have to beg for it. So go on, beg. Go ahead and beg if you want those boxes off. You can start by telling me how aching it is. Mistress, please let me take off my boxes. I need to touch my needy cock. It's so hard for you. Go on, say it. Mm. That's my good boy. Such needy begging does put a smile on my face. Also, I think I'll allow such a request. I mean, you did beg so cutely for your mistress. I think it's only fair we get those boxes off you. I'll give you a second to do that. There we go. Now your cock is out for me to see. So fucking sexy, baby boy. It's also so lively and full of energy. Is that all for me? That's good. Let's not waste a second more and start our teasing. Let's start with a nice peace sign stroking to start out with. Yes, that sounds good. It's quite simple, just form a peace sign with your fingers and put your index and middle finger on the side of your cock. Yes, that's it. Applying pressure to the sides. Yes, just like that, pet. Now just move your fingers up and down your cock, applying stimulation on the side. There we go. Just imagine it's me running my two fingers on the outside of your cock. Oh, yes, maybe telling you sweet nothings in your ear. Like, just like that. You're doing so well. You're being so good for me. I love my pets being nice and obedient for me. Just teasing themselves and taking it all for me. It gets me all worked up, all wet. Ah, fuck, let's change your hand position now with a nice claw grip. I think I want to see your face when you do that. The claw is a simple hand position where your hand will be hovering over the head of your cock. And you'll use your fingers to create that motion of a claw, like it's grabbing a toy. In this case, it'll be the head of your cock, but you'll need extra lubrication to make it feel even better for you. So if you want, you can take a second to apply your own lubrication, or even just suck on your fingers to make them nice and wet and far more pleasurable for you. Go ahead. You get those fingers nice and lubed up for me. There we go. Now that they're nice and wet, just start by moving your hand down your cock, getting all the way down to the base. And running them back up your cock, adding pressure as you go to that cock head. How did that feel? Good? Well, let's do it again. Run those fingers back down, nice and slow. And just pay attention to the way your fingers move back up your cock as they touch your cock head. There we go. Just imagining my hands on it is getting me nice and wet when I get to hear such pleasure from you. Also, remember to give me those sweet moans of yours. I don't want you to keep those moans in. You let them free for your miss. Good boy. You just imagine it's my hand on that cute cock of yours while I just... just moan in your ear. Maybe even leave a few kisses as I do. Because if I was really there with you, my pet, you know I wouldn't allow you to even touch that cock of yours. It would be all mine to play with. To tease and eventually make But since I can't be there right now, I want you to take over for me and show me all the pleasure that cock feels from my touch. Fuck, keep going. Up and down. Nice and slow. Feel those wonderful sensations. Honey, give it a nice twist as you go up with your cock. I want to hear how you sound when I do this to you. Go ahead, do it. Bring your hand up and twist at the head. Oh, that's music to my ears. Hearing those sexy moans from the way I would touch you gets me so fucking wet. Keep doing it, baby. I want to hear how good you feel doing that twist again. Oh, fuck, you're so adorable. One more time, baby. Yeah. Just go down to the base and then up with that twist. There you go. But now I need your hands off your cock. Yes, just let your cock throb without any stimulation for a bit. Watch it for a second as it wishes for your hands to touch it again. It's such an adorable sight, seeing that need build and build in you, waiting for my next instruction. How about you give it a nice little blow, really quick for me, right on the cock head, just a little. Good pet. Seeing your cock ache from that was just what I needed. Now we can move on to the next set of instructions I have for you. What should we do next? No. Not that. No, I don't think we'll do that either. I've got it. Why don't you put a tight grip around that cock of yours, right on the base of your cock, and just keep it there. Just like that. I want you to just hold that needy cock in place with a nice tight grip. And while that happens, I'll just make myself come. Lucky you, you not only get to touch your cock, but you get to hear me as I come. Just start by sucking my own fingers. I wish my fingers were your cock right now. Sucking ever so sensually, or right to the tip, and making you feel so fucking good, and driving you fucking crazy. But I guess I'll have to settle with my fingers, so I'll just slip them in like so fuck. Oh god, it feels so good, honey. No, I wish it was your cock. Baby. Yeah. I wish it was your cock, baby. Yes. Just stroking the outside of my lips. Yeah. That's it. That's it, baby. I'm finding my clit. Now I'll give it a little rub. Deeper inside me. That's what you want. Yes. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna fucking come. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck. So good, and it feels so good. Oh, did you like hearing that? Now that I've gotten off, we can focus back on that hard, needy cock of yours. And I think we can start with some different tempo strokes. Don't you think? I knew that you would agree. Why don't you go ahead and start with a fast stroke, a fast tempo to start out with? Yeah. Just remember not to come until I say so. I'm going to count for 10 seconds. Ready? Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Stop. Look at you. Yeah, so needy. You want to come, don't you? But don't you dare. You hold that gum in. Does it feel good to stroke that cock that fast for your miss? I'm definitely enjoying the view. Such a good boy. I know, it's all wiggling about and it's just so adorable. But I won't be too mean. I'll just have you go nice and slow. So go ahead and do it. Stroke nice and slow for me, baby. That's it. I know it's not as stimulating as going fast and hard. But this allows me to see every stroke and the agony that comes from your face whenever you go up and down the shaft. There. That really pleases me. Just keep it up. You just need to stay in there for a little bit longer, baby. Then you can change up the pace. Keep giving me those moans, darling. I want to hear all the pleasure that comes from my commands. Just a sweet little... Oh, fuck. Give me another one, baby. Yeah, then I'll let you change that pace for me. There you go. All right, you can pick up the pace, sweetheart. I want to get you right to the edge, so don't hold back. Get right on the brink. There it is. There you go. You like how I moan for you, baby boy, don't you? Just thinking about how good that cock would feel inside of me. Yeah, thrashing in my pussy. Showing how good of a pet you can be for your miss. Come on, baby. Get right to the edge. 5. Oh, yes, I'm counting you down. 4. Oh, I hope you're right there. Fuck, I would love to feel that load gush on me. 3. 2, and I'm going to need those hands off. Oh, I'm sorry, I just don't think that was the right countdown for you. I personally prefer a 10 count, but I love to see the frustration build in you. It makes the orgasm that much better when I give it to you. Here, I'll make it up to you by starting the next countdown. Just remember, don't come until I say, pet. Good. Now place that hand back on that cock of yours. There you go. Now that we have you ready, we can start the countdown and tease that cum out of you. Are you ready? 10. Come on, baby boy. Stroke for me. Nice and fast. I want you to be ready when I get you ready to come. 9. Fuck, you look super sexy when you stroke like this. So determined to feel that pleasure. 8. Ugh. Can't wait till you come, baby. Where do you want to come? Your mistress's tits? Maybe my ass? 7. Or maybe you'd like to come in my mouth. Is that it, sweet boy? You want to come in my mouth? No. I think you want to pump me full of your seed instead. 6. Ah, fuck, I want to feel that cum pump into my pussy, pet. I want to see you drain those balls for me. 5. Stroke it. Stroke it, my good boy. Stroke that cock faster for miss. Oh, your face is so adorable. 4. You're getting closer, baby, yeah? You fucking hold that edge and don't you come just yet. Not yet, sweet boy. 3. We're just about there. Come on, 2 more numbers to go. We've stopped. 2. Fuck, baby, get ready to come. I want you to bust that hot load for me. I hope you're ready. And 2. 2. 2. 2. I'm sorry, pet, I just had to tease you. All right, enough playing around. 1. Come, sweet boy, come for your miss and dump your good boy seed for me. I want to have it all. That's a good boy. Drain those balls of all that cum. All for me, good fucking boy. There you go, there you go. Good boy. Now. Wasn't that amazing, my dear pet? Worth the teasing, maybe? Yes, well, that's good to hear. I'm glad that my instructions brought you so much pleasure. Now, why don't you get yourself cleaned up, dear, and get ready for bed, or get ready for a productive day? And maybe next time we can try some new techniques, or even some toys. I don't know. You'll just have to wait and see. Bye, my sweet pet.